Episode 332 for the week of Thanksgiving, 2025, reinvent predictions. I just don't know how it's possibly reinvent already. Like, can we be serious about this for a minute? Is it really reinvent? Come on.
I don't.
It's been a long year.
Yeah. It's been a long year, and I also don't understand how it's already over. I don't know how those two things are possible at once, but here we are.
It does seem crazy.
Rename it rehash instead of reinvent, because I think they're running out of good ideas. We'll see.
I don't know. Vogel's keynote's always really good.
That is true. Well, we're recording two episodes tonight, and so this one actually is from the future and the past. I don't know how that works, because like, we're technically recording 332 before 331, which is just weird to my brain, but we'll work it out.
Breaking the fourth wall.
I know. Breaking the fourth wall. Because we all decided we want to take Thanksgiving off, because I'll be gone, and it's just a pain, and then the rest of the month gets kind of weird, too, with the rest of the holidays, so we're going to get this done tonight. So we're going to jump right into reinvent predictions. We'll be listening to this, hopefully, on Black Friday, if I do everything properly, which is questionable, because I'm going to edit this and hopefully get show notes done by myself, so I can get it all scheduled to go, so while I'm on my trip, it'll just magically post. It'll be interesting. But before the show, for reinvent predictions, just like all of our prediction shows, we roll the dice, see who gets first. And this time, Jonathan won the roll, followed by Ryan, then myself, and then Matt. I am the reigning champion of reinvent. I have won most years. I don't know why it is the case, but that just seems to be how it works. Oh, do you now?
Yes.
Because I don't know why, also.
Because you read the notes.
Yeah. That does help. Yes, you're right. That's good. Yeah.
He does his homework more than 3 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, I started 30 minutes.
I feel like the third place is a good place. Now, when I drafted for my NFL fantasy team, it was a bad place to be like at number 8 or number 9, which is where I drafted and which is when my team was losing, unlike Ryan's. But I mean, in general, I'm just glad I'm not going to reinvent. I think is really the part I'm most excited about reinvent is not being there. Someone tried to invite me to come, like, just come hang out. Don't go to the conference. Mm-hmm. Just come. And I was like, yeah, I could do that. No. And then I thought about it for more than 5 seconds. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Why would I do anything near there? So.
And a lot All of right, well, the again, last few reinvents I had was kind of that setup anyway, because I could barely make it to any of the sessions with all the different, you know, meetings and talking to people.
Yeah,
and, so.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't have enough Amazon work at the day job to get all the cool meetings that we used to do at reinvent. So then I actually had to go to the sessions, and then I'll just go to the session, I'll be annoyed, or just be drinking. That's how that'll work. So, you know, my liver is still recovering from other things. But
Session I went to was with Ryan when they released Image Builder,
mm-hmm.
like 8 years ago. I think mm-hmm. that was the last time I went to the actual session.
Wow,
that is a long time ago. I think I went the first year after pandemic. I think that was officially my last reinvent because I wanted to see if it got back to the old days, and it didn't really. But well, the prediction show works. We used to be really good at AWS because we used to be really in the AWS ecosystem, and now we're not as much. So it's actually much harder today. I mean, we're never really good at this, but I definitely feel like it was easier. So this time, I had to do a lot of thinking and research on this. We'll see where we end up. But the way the prediction show works is we roll the dice before the thing. I mentioned the order earlier. We will then try to make our best guesses of what we think they're going to announce, and then we'll see who wins points. You get a point for every item you get correct, and if we get none correct or we have a tie, we have a tiebreaker, which is how many times did they say the word AI on stage, which will be probably in the thousands this year. I remember it being pretty large last year as well, so we'll see. So that being said, it is reverse snake draft. So first up, Jonathan, is you, and you are now on the draft clock.
All right, more of a wish list item still, but, you know, they do build things for customers, so I think my first guess is serverless GPU support, or, you know, whether it's an extension to Lambda that provides inference serverlessly, or whether it's a different service. I think it's about time we had a on-demand serverless offering that provides GPUs or some kind of AI inference.
I mean, technically, you could do this in EKS if you're running your own nodes, but I think that you're talking like specifically Fargate.
I mean, yeah, you could run Knative on top of EKS, but I think you're looking for a managed service.
Something. I would imagine it will be an extension to Lambda, and I'm not going to commit to any of the things I'm going to say now because I don't want to limit my scope exactly. I've been burned by this before, as have we all.
Yeah. Yes.
But I would imagine there'll be some requirements around it, like it has to be provisioned to be a certain size instance, mm-hmm. and it probably has to be something that you pay to keep pre-warm so that you can keep that stuff in memory. But yeah, I think there's a huge use case for something like this. So
that's good. I think you're coming in hot on that first one. I like that one. That one's even on my radar, so nice job.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan, you're up next.
I'm going to steal the one that I think is on your radar because I got better draft position this year. All right. And that is new Tradium 3 chip.
Nice.
Boo.
Nice. Going for the kill.
Staying away. I thought about that. I'm totally staying away from that this year because I know how constrained manufacturing is and whether they'd have the money to spend on it. I don't know. Previous years I've really hoped for like Amazon Fab Plant in the US and things to help support things like that. I think you stand a very good chance of winning with that, though.
That's a good one.
In the future, in the past, whatever the order is going to be of this conversation, there was a one for Asha.
Yes.
Just enough. I don't know how you describe that.
Can I suggest that instead of just saying Tranium, you extend your guess to also include the Inferentia chips?
And potentially a Graviton chip.
Well, yeah, obviously I meant that.
I mean, that training is expensive, but it's a relatively fixed cost once you've built a model. I think inference is the ongoing cost, and so reducing that cost may be more important to them.
We've seen inference costs, you know, in the last 4 years, inference costs is probably the cheapest, you know, has the best return on investment because it's dropping in price the most. So yeah, I would expect more inferential trips or, you know, things in general. So yeah, I think that's a good bet as well. And I had Graviton on my list, so I assume someone was going to grab it with my draft placement, so I'm okay with that. All right, that puts me on the clock. I'm going to go with a new Nova Premier or Nova Sonic launch that potentially includes multimodal support.
Yep.
Really, being last is not going well for me.
Mm.
It is a bad place to be, for sure. Nova. I mean, they haven't technically general availability Nova yet, so they could potentially, you know, just release it, but I assume at this point it's a year old, they're going to have to do a new version of it. And then multimodal, of course, all the new hotness and models. And so if they're serious about being in this space and they want to have their own foundational model, then it's time for you to deliver on a new Nova model. So it just makes sense to me. And then that leaves you, Matt, in the fourth spot.
I'm going to go with a model router. Yeah, with everyone else, you know, kind of releasing them, but also the fact that, you know, setting up your code and everything else to have a specific one or ways to test it, you know, easily.
SageMaker today, don't they? SageMaker.
I was going to go with in Bedrock, actually, was what my note was, but okay. I was trying to be more generic.
I mean, I wouldn't tell you to go narrower unless SageMaker already has it. But I don't see any routing things. So you're probably safe in this one. All right. Yeah. My 5 seconds of Google searching says you are safe with this prediction. All right. Jonathan, you're second.
Oh, wait. I thought Snake Draft goes back to you, doesn't it? Or Matt is another one?
No. I guess it's not technically a snake. It's just a up and down.
Okay. Then, yeah.
Sorry. I don't know how drafts work, Ryan. Come on.
This is why I'm winning in the fantasy league.
Go sports.
Sports.
Maybe next time we should each have a certain number of like virtual dollars or credits that we have to bid on the position that we want to go. Like from one to
okay, we all barely do our homework.
We barely win this competition as it is. Do you want to get more complicated?
It's a great distraction from never getting anything right, though. So, you know.
This is why we didn't get it right, because we made it more complicated.
Yeah. This is not going to end well, I can tell you.
No.
I. expect a service which allows agents to run continuously performing actions in the real world.
What?
What? That's so broad. It's a thing that does something in the world. That's what I'm predicting. Continuously. You're going to have to narrow that down a bit.
I will narrow that down a bit. So you build an AI agent with a goal or with a set of instructions to do something. You know, it could be checking the weather every day and turning your sprinklers on if you really wanted to. But I think commoditizing agents that can run when they need to or periodically or all the time and then can perform actions. So it's sort of like...
is this kind of like competitive with Gemini where it can call a restaurant and make you a reservation or... You know, go buy stocks when the stock price hits a certain price. Right, that kind of thing.
I would see it as the service that would support that type of application.
Okay, so like, you're really an agentic platform, is what you're talking about?
No, because that's my next one.
That's not what he's talking about.
I'll narrow it down and say specifically a place or a service that runs agents that you build on a schedule that you define.
I'm still going to say it's an agentic platform for agents. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, fine.
I guess Ryan, that takes your number second, so now this is where you scramble.
Right, well, that's fine. I actually, you know, did some stuff. So I think to follow along with the Bedrock enhancements, I think that they are going to expand their... expand the number of models and out to make it, you know, more challenging. Like, I think they'll probably announce over 1,000 new models because I think that that's one of the ways that they are really lagging behind GCP and Azure in their agentic gardens.
I mean, Bedrock has a lot of models now.
Yeah, 1,000 feels like a lot.
I was reading a terrible article that was...
How many models are in AWS Bedrock? I think it's like all the ones... Cohere's in there, Anthropic's in there, Gemma 2, Quen. I mean, like just off the top of my head, those ones I guess come up with... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13.
Or could you say that they will mention on stage the number of models they now have in Bedrock?
Yeah, I was thinking the expansion, just because like if you look at the Azure AI Foundries, it's got, you know, 1,500 models in the catalog. I mean, it's okay. All the models with different partnerships. And
so you're going with, they'll expand the number of models available to you in Bedrock.
Sure. Okay.
Maybe they'll offer like...
It feels very vague. I feel like you need a number...
Like, I mean, I would go with like model. they'll double. I would say at least. But because I don't know if this is going to step on my next one. So like, we're going to debate here in a second.
This is going to be like teamwork. Teamwork draft, guys.
Collaborative approach we got going on. This
yeah. In this competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a collaborative. It's a collaborative competition. You know, it's a co-competition. I don't know.
Really, it's just Justin wins every year. We get it.
Yeah. So. So you guys tell me if you think that Ryan already has this with number two. I specifically was going to say they were going to announce a partnership with OpenAI.
No, that's different. That's different. One of mine.
That was one of mine.
Yeah.
I think that's because that's more than just offering, you know, GPT-5 in the marketplace, right? That's a strategic partnership.
Yeah, it's a partnership. It's you know, everything that OpenAI has is going to come to, you know, on stage. OpenAI is there, kind of, is what I'm thinking. So. Okay, well, good. Then Ryan, I love yours. Yours is great.
He wishes you luck.
Matt, your second draft pick.
You all suck. I'm going to go with well-architected framework review expansion. So could be things like a well-architected framework for AI or for green... I guess they already have sustainability.
For I had a, yeah, I went too. Well, Architect did that
as well. Yeah.
Framework.
I'm really upset. I thought this was a pretty good one.
I mean, expansion is still an expansion, whether or not they already have it.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, they have generative. They have a generative. Oh, they do AI have a generative lens. AI lens.
Yeah, I missed that answer. All right.
But I mean, you can just go with expansion and not limit yourself to AI, which is what I'd highly recommend you do.
I don't even know if I like that one.
This is.
I'll
this
go with just, it. Is this just the first day's keynote, or does this also include Werner's keynote?
This is typically the Andy first. Jassy keynote and the Werner Vogels key. Oh well, it's simply ML and the Werner Vogels, but Werner doesn't typically announce anything.
Werner hasn't announced anything for a while, but I do think we typically do all covers on.
I thought we just did the main one.
No, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday keynote. We don't do the Sunday Night Live, and we don't do the partner keynote.
All right, I guess I'll just do with that because I have to. You've officially killed all my other ones, and I had six of them, and I don't know how we got all of them taken out this year.
It's just how we roll here. At the, you know, we're all similar thinkers. I think is part of the challenge here.
Time to scramble.
I think that puts Jonathan on the clock for his third and final prediction.
I've got two, and I don't.
Well, you can go in an honorable mention after we get through this, but
okay, that's fine. In that case, I think Werner will announce that this is his last reInvent keynote, and that he is retiring.
Ooh. Interesting.
I don't like that.
I don't like that one either. But I also don't think you're that. Yeah. It's not possible you're not wrong. So I just
totally.
Yep.
It's a bold one. That'd be an interesting conversation if that one turns out true. So. All right. That puts who's up next? Oh, Ryan. Ryan, you're up for your third.
All right, this is more of a wish list and like in my just a kind of a gasping effort to try not to predict something AI related, but super difficult. So my hope is that there will be a major refresh, most likely UI based refresh to AWS organizations. So some examples.
UI refresh or just a refresh to organizations?
A refresh in general. But I suspect it will be UI, but to give specific examples, you know, something that would provide visibility of the SCPs and how they map through OUs, or visibility into like stack sets across your organizations. That kind of just kind of things that you don't really have today. You kind of have to configure things and then in organizations and then go account by account to go see if they're done.
All right. Looking through my list here to see what I want to go with for my third, because you guys all have taken many things I liked. I did that one. That one's done. Well, when we talked about two. Oh, yeah, you guys are just killing my list here.
Wait till you're last.
Yeah. I'm going to go with enhanced features for Security Hub to add agentic AI capability to it. Advanced agentic AI capabilities for Security Hub. I don't really have a better one that because right now Security Hub doesn't really have anything agentic.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I... Yeah, there's...
To do work, or is that security for agents?
I'm looking for automation for SOC teams.
Okay. Please automate the SOC teams.
All right, Matt, that puts you in the final spot.
So I feel like AWS is missing a authentication layer for customers.
Cognito?
Like clients. So they have Cognito, but I feel like Cognito hasn't really been anything for a while.
So you think they're going to try to take another bite at that apple? Okay, strong.
I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah. They have six ways to do everything else. Why not?
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think if you want to go down this path, and I'm only helping you because you're after me and I don't have another pick, but agentic identity and AI identity is a really unsolved problem in authorization.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If you want to go down this path of authorization identity and you want to stick to AI, I would probably do something around agentic identities.
I was trying to get one outside of AI, like into the rest of the cog.
Yeah,
Bedrock already has agentic identities, like an IAM type of persona for agentic.
Does it?
Things, yeah.
Does,
because that was going to be one of my suggestions. I'm like, they don't have this already, and they do. So
I want to go research that because it's a big challenge. And
it was a big topic in some recent conversation I had with Strong DM. They were like, yeah, this is where we're seeing a lot of interest.
Mm-hmm. So. We're still going with it. Yeah.
What are you going with? Sorry, I got distracted.
Essentially, for lack of a better term, Cognito 2.0, but some sort of new authentication. Like end user authentication for like a client portal.
End user authentication that doesn't suck. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Not current Cognito. I mean, I wish that because I hate Cognito. Like every time I try to use it, I'm just like, bleh.
Everyone hates Cognito. Like I've never met a single person who's like, oh yeah, Cognito works great for me.
Yeah, I never heard that either. I mean, I normally at this point in the show, when we've done predictions, I would normally... Oh, actually, I need to do our tiebreakers. So that's reverse order. So Matt, you get to pick first number for tiebreaker.
Which, what are we doing?
Most... How many times say AI or artificial intelligence on stage?
In which keynote?
All of them.
In all three of them.
Oh.
One number. Yeah.
That's why it was a big number last year.
200.
200. Nice round number. I like it. I'm going to go 160. Ryan?
I feel like this really screws the person that goes first. So I feel like I get screwed on the first and screwed on the other side. I feel like the advantage is supposed to be should be the person that goes last. Yeah. You should get some advantage.
Well, that's why. Yeah, so Jonathan's going to pick 201. Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's see.
I think last year. I think last year's number, if I recall, was like 170 something.
So last night last year I'm looking at it. How many times will AI or artificial intelligence be said? And it's only 35 or 72 was our guesses. So we must have just done one of the keynotes.
I thought I picked a very high number for that, and it got completely.
I think we said. We were hoping last year we had this optimism that they weren't going to be crazy on AI, that they had heard the message that everyone was getting tired of AI. And I remember that talk track, and then that was completely incorrect. So,
all right. Well, then I'm going to go with 99. I don't know.
All right. 99. And John.
Red balloons?
Mm-hmm.
One.
I was thinking that'd be that. If I was looking at what was left, I was like, yeah, 91 is probably where I would go. Just to be contrarian. All right. Well, normally I would tell you what to do if you're going to reinvent, but I haven't been in years, so I can't really tell you what you should do if you're going to reinvent.
Yeah.
But I do know Talk Talks are still very highly respected and well-regarded. Anything you can do that's on a lab is definitely recommended for your time at reinvent. And then get out there on the floor, talk to your peers, and have a great time at reInvent. You won't find us there. You'll find us somewhere else on Twitter, maybe, or elsewhere, tweeting about how silly what they're announcing is. But I look forward to finding out how wrong we are after Thanksgiving.
You want to do honorable mentions really quick?
Oh, yeah, we have honorable mentions. That's right. Mm-hmm. Honorable mentions. What do you got, Jonathan?
Some kind of proof, mathematical proof, that an AI or one of Amazon's LLMs specifically have generated a particular text, some kind of mathematical thing that they do to the output that we can use to verify the source of some output, I think, will be an interesting one. I'd also
You talk, I just feel dumb sometimes.
Oh, that's... It's a gift. But if you listen a little longer, you won't think the same thing. I'd like to see a marketplace for AI work. So you can sell images or services on the Amazon marketplace. I think if I build an AI-based tool, I'd like to be able to monetize that. I think a facility where you can publish AI tools and Amazon handle the billing for you doing work would be kind of cool. For a while, they kind of explored the customer build API access through API Gateway, and I don't know anyone actually used that, but it's possible. But I think that'd be really cool, a place to put your apps that you've built that you can monetize them per call or per whatever. And I think the last thing was a new device to go with their new Nova models. I think they kind of killed the Alexa thing off, or like that team. I'd like to think it's because they've replaced the Echo and the Alexa tech with some new tech that will be a lot smarter, perhaps with some kind of local inference chip in it or something like that to save the money, but a new device of some kind for consumers.
Interesting.
I had a wish list item.
What was your wish list item?
Cost savings for networking.
None of us are stupid enough to say that, but we all want it.
Not putting it in the main yeah. ones, but yeah.
Ryan, do you have any honorable missions?
I have kind of two, and they're very related. So I was looking for something like a sort of FinOps AI recommender for either model usage. Like I have prompt optimization and a couple technologies there, but not actually like if you use this model, you would save money. But, nice. I doubt that'll, I mean, it'd be awesome. And the other one would be, some sort of savings plans for different use cases. Yeah, I don't think that's coming either, but
it's a good idea. I don't hate your idea.
That should be one of your main ideas. Probably.
Oh yeah.
Because capacity planning around GPUs has got to be a real nightmare for them right now, and so savings plans or committed use plans would be.
We give them something.
Yeah, I think they have. You can do committed use. I thought
that was the. That's why.
That was you really, can. You basically can. Sure. You basically can reserve a GPU. Is what they have. I did have a few as well, so I expected something, some big S3 vectors announcement and integration to Bedrock. That was one I thought was pretty good, but I didn't use it because, why? If it rains, I'm an idiot. I had a FinOps service for Kubernetes, but then I was like, they're never going to do that. FinOps Kubernetes service, but I'll put it here just in case it happens. And then I had Amazon Q Developer with autonomous coding agents.
I had that.
Which would just be the beginning of the end because Q is so bad. I also had... so right now they have a very... And the reason why I didn't go with this is because I didn't feel that it would be something they would do yet. So right now they have a very specific like differentiation between GPU for learning, GPU for inference, for inference, and then they have Graviton. And I was thinking maybe they have a new GPU architecture that would combine basically that into one more cost-effective new type of like CPU core thing with integration of all those, and so I just didn't think it was realistic. Next generation,
cool, actually, because that brings it closer to the kind of Apple.
It would compete better with the TPUs. So I sort of felt like maybe that would make sense, but or I don't know.
Yeah, some of the support shared memory with GPU processing in it, like a Graviton with some kind of AI accelerator built in, would be a really good suggestion.
Yeah. So that could happen. I just didn't feel confident enough in it. Then I had the one I laughed about, but I thought was a good idea, was an Amazon Bedrock model marketplace for revenue share for fine-tuned models.
It's kind of like what...
That's very similar to mine. So yeah. I would say that's kind of the same thing as what I'm talking about, because it would be a introduction of models on the Bedrock that's in specifically marketplace. So I'm kind of
All right. Well, if I get that one and honorable mentions, I'll go to you and your main show. So,
but so, I got a feeling our honorable mentions may perform better than that.
That would be
it. Might it very well might. You never
It'd
know.
Be true to form.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
The other two I had was some sort of green dashboard, like sustainability dashboard, and then some sort of specific Aurora or what was their new D sequel that they announced last year, like specifically like an AI feature specific for that.
AI feature, yeah. I mean, that would make sense because like being able to write queries or do analysis or whatever would be good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't feel terrible about these. I mean, we had joked about it, we have no idea, but I think these are good. So
no, we don't feel terrible until after reInvent. When
yeah, then we get none of them right, and then we're all like, "Wow, that was terrible." We'll see how that goes. So again, just to remind people, we are not recording Thanksgiving week, which means there will not be an episode the week during reInvent. We will record an episode late that week and then try to get out the following week for recapping reInvent. That'll be a dedicated episode to reInvent. And then we will have our normal back to our normally scheduled programming. So lots of fun. Enjoy your time at reInvent if you're going, and let us know how it goes and if you had a good time. So have a great one.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
All right.